obviously what is going on at the moment is that are another set of incidents that are covered by the press that reinforce the notion in the minds of many North Carolinians that there are bad things and bad people associated with the speaker. You've got the Kevin Geddings trial this week, and one of the interesting things that the prosecution is trying to do in order to convict Geddings, to make sure that the jury knows that what he did was intentional, is to suggest that there was a conspiracy. Obviously, if you do that, you're suggesting that Geddings is thinking through these things when he's doing them. But obviously, in order to ascertain a conspiracy, you need to have other people involved, and those other people may involve the speaker. Then you also had news this week coming out that Michael Edwards, who's a head honcho in the optometrist and a close confidant of the speaker, was involved in this fraud scheme. All of this stuff, obviously, is bad news for the speaker. And the question is, of course, does it have any political effect? And the interesting thing is, there's only anecdotal evidence at the moment, but don't really know whether there is strong evidence that voters in House races this fall have this issue at the top of their list, which obviously would be good for the Speaker and good for Democrats. I think you'll probably find that people who were going to vote Republican anyway would have done so without these things swirling around the Speaker. People who would have voted Democrat anyway probably say, well, you know, nothing. There's nothing concrete there. These are allegations. Speaker is only tangentially involved with all of these things. I'm going to vote Democratic anyway. So it's hard to tell, but I think if these things would have penetrated, they might have penetrated the consciousness more over the summer when and even before that when allegations came out. We don't forget we have a number of other stories, including whether essentially the Speaker bribed Michael Decker to switch parties after the 2002 election. So I think it's incumbent upon Republicans out on the stump to make this stuff stick, because unless we have a huge qualitative breakthrough in some of these stories, then the media coverage of them alone isn't going to stick. I think the Republicans have to make the story themselves, have to make the case themselves, if they're going to use this to win back the majority.
Can a scandal like this affect federal races? Are people like Larry Kissel and Heath Shuler and other Democrats running for Congress in North Carolina cringing every time they turn on the radio and hear Speaker Black's name negatively mentioned in the news?
I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, they've got other issues to worry about, and I think we'll see this in exit poll data after the election, that in the congressional races, people are not looking at what's going on in the General Assembly. They are looking at what's going on in Washington. They are judging the administration. They are judging the performance of the incumbents and things like that. And in fact, if there is a sort of corruption, unethical behavior tint to those races, it might well work in favor of the Democrats because of what's happening in Washington. But no, I mean, I think this is, if it is going to play a role, it's going to play a role, maybe not even in state Senate races, but just in state House races. And as I said, Scott, I'm still to be convinced that it's going to have a big role. Although, of course, it only needs to have a role in the three or four marginal democratically held seats to tip the balance and give and provide a Republican majority.
Dr. Taylor, always a pleasure to hear your analysis. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Scott.